Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Eni Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Grace and favor.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Let's all stand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Save a wretch like me, once was lost. Now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Right now, pray, Lord, that you continue to shine your blessings down. Thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your powerful word. We thank you for the songs of Zion that have made us feel so good today. And right now, Lord, when it's time to bring your word forth, I'm asking right now that you make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board. May something I say draw people to you and not ever drive them away. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Giving honor to the God above, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, to Dr. Huey Lawson, First Lady Emeritus, Sister Martha Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and all of you. I'm going to take up a little bit of your time this morning just to tell you a little something that came to me while I was paying bills the other day. Isn't that something? Amen. They come to you any kind of way. Amen. Anybody here ever borrowed money from a loan company? I raised both of my hands. First time I borrowed money from a loan company, I saw a guitar at Professional Music Studios on MacArthur Drive. I had to have it. I went back three times. That thing just kept calling my name. I didn't have, like they say in the hood, a puck on. My daddy didn't have the money to give to me, so I made my first loan. Still got that guitar. Next time, I had to have this 74 Grand Prix. Once again, I didn't have a dime. The Money Shack say, oh, we'll give you the money. Y'all remember the Money Shack? Yeah. We'll give you the money. I told my dad, I'm going to get that car from the Money Shack. My daddy said, you know what you're doing? Said, it's a loan company. I got to have that car. So I went and got that 74 Grand Prix, put headers on it, dual exhaust, honeycomb wheels. 2 years later, it blew up. But the loan was for 4 years. That's that car used to come pick you up in. Me and Steve used to ride around leaning. So after I paid the loan off, I said, I ain't never going back to a finance company again in my life. Till I saw my 77 Monte Carlo. Gangster white walls, TV antenna in the back. I had to have it. So I made me another loan. This one lasted 3 years till the motor blew up. I went to check the oil one day, the oil was white. I say, something wrong here. It ain't supposed to be white. Find out the head gasket had blown and the water and the oil mixed. I could have poured some cornflakes in that thing, had milk. So Glenn, I paid that one off. Loan companies. The other day, while I was paying my bills, I was on North MacArthur. And I looked over to the right, and there's this little place. I don't know if it's been that long, but it caught my attention. This little building, and it's on the front of the building, it said, Payday Today. Payday Today. I was thinking to myself, where were they when I needed them? But you know, that just wants to signify ease of getting, not ease of paying back. But somebody that was, you know, that might be like me 35 years ago, they're going to go in there to pay day to day. Amen, amen. And they're going to get some money. But payday today means bills tomorrow. And in order for payday today to stay open, they're going to have to get their money back plus some interest. There's no telling, 35, 40%, it might be more than that now. But payday today is going to want their money back. Money Shack wanted their money. The excuse that the car was blown up didn't mean anything to Money Shack. They still wanted their money. Let me read you a little passage just to bore you a little while. 23rd chapter of Luke. Luke 23. And I'm going to start reading just a couple of verses, just a little while. I'm going to start reading at the 42nd verse. I'm going to read 42 and 43. Luke 23rd chapter, verses 42 and 43. This is how it reads. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So just for a little while, I'm going to use that same subject. Payday today. You know, the sun is shining today. You got breath in your body today. Don't put off for tomorrow what you ought to be doing today. Because I don't care what your check stub says. I don't care what the loan companies say. It's payday today. If you got up this morning, it's payday today. Enclosed in your right mind, it's payday today. If you've got any kind of mobility, it's payday today. You see, we all want to get paid. Paid for what we do, paid for what we worth, paid for what we know. A great theologian once said this, mankind toils of necessity only to be able to languish in his spoils. But money can't buy love. Can I get a witness? And it can't buy salvation either. But we like nice things, Pastor. We like nice stuff. Houses, cars, clothes. We need the basics of life. Amen? Food, shelter. And none of these things are hardly ever free. Every now and then, you might get a freebie. But usually they cost. Every day we need something. But mankind needs things to sustain us. We need things to entertain us. We need things to impress us. Amen. And we even need things sometimes to suppress us. Because we get to going and going, and we don't believe that, you know, anybody can do anything but us, and we just need to just calm down sometimes. Every day we need something. But it's payday today. The salvation of Jesus Christ is the only thing that does all of the things we needed to do. Every day, every way, and without pay to himself. But it's payday for us. Amen. All Jesus wants is your belief in him. It's payday to us. In today's society, immediate gratification is what we like. Amen. We want it now. Amen. Patience is often tested. I know mine is. We try a whole lot of things in life. Amen. I've been everything from a garbage man to an insurance man, and now I'm a pastor. All trying to get paid, amen? We are often like that old thief on the cross, down to our last chance, worn out our welcome in life. Don't nobody want us anymore, amen? We're not worth anything but to be put away somewhere, and we accept the fact that it's all over. It's all over. That old thief had landed on his last leg, but he did one good thing before he asked for eternal life. He defended Jesus. Look at verse 39 through 41. It says this, and one of the malefactors, you know, one of the other guys on the cross, which were hanged, railed on him. In other words, you know, aggravating Jesus, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, our thief, answering, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? How you criticize somebody and you're in the same boat? Amen? Amen. And listen what he said. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. So he defended Jesus. He realized his transgressions were his own doing. You ever known somebody blame everything that happens to them on somebody else? It ain't never their fault, amen? He was about to get paid for his sins until he realized that Jesus was paying for everybody's sins right next to him. But it's a sad thing that some people never, ever learn. You know, the other malefactor on the cross, he never learned. He didn't get it, you know. He was content to die in his sins. You don't have to die in your sins. You don't have to take your sins to the grave. This malefactor was even now trying to manipulate the system. You know, if you, Jesus, jump on down and bring me with you. You're always trying to run a scheme on somebody. Can I get a witness? You know, he didn't know that it was payday today, not only for the other thief, but for him too. Let's look at our scriptures real quickly. Verse 42 says this, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Now, this shows us that the thief must have known something about Jesus. He knew Jesus had and still has a kingdom. He knew Jesus was a Lord and Savior. He knew something about Jesus for him to defend him and talk to him like that. He respected Jesus. Maybe he was raised the right way and took a way of his own after he got grown. Y'all know anybody like that? Huh? Maybe on the way up Calvary's Hill, he saw the love of Jesus displayed. But he took advantage of the last moments of his life to repent. Now, I'm not telling you to wait. I ain't telling you to wait that long. Amen, amen. I know Lee Archer saying, wait till I get there, but we don't want to wait that long, amen? Today, payday today. Verse 43 says this, and Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He got paid right then. Today. Payday today. He didn't have to wait. Payday today. Hanging on the cross, Jesus was still concerned about other people. About the world, I should say. Nails in his hand. Nails in his feet. Thorns on his head. He is still concerned with man's salvation. You know, I don't know about you, but when I'm in pain, I don't think about nobody but me. Amen, amen. I love my family. Amen, but when something hurting right now, I just want to crawl off in the corner somewhere. My wife say, I ain't nothing but a big baby. Amen. But even in pain, Jesus was concerned with the world and salvation. Dying on the cross for us. Jesus was still giving out payday today. Amen? Amen. Acts 2 and 21 says this, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Didn't say might. Didn't say it was conditional. It said shall be saved. And that old thief on the cross, he knew that it was time to get paid. And he called on the name of Jesus. He didn't worry about what the other guy said. You know, sometimes you just got to close your ears to everybody else. Don't worry about what the world says. Don't worry about the direction the world goes in. You do what you know is right. And he knew it was payday today. So he said, Lord, when you get in your kingdom, remember me. I wonder how many of us tell the Lord that, remember me. The Lord said, this day you shall be with me, not tomorrow, not next week, but this day. Today we need to realize that it's payday right now. While the sun is shining, it's payday right now. Come on and get paid. It's not the kind that accumulates interest. We don't have to worry about the interest rate to get Jesus. We don't have to worry about when we're going to pay it back in order to get Jesus. Amen. When you fill out papers at the loan company, they ask you, they say, when is a good time for us to send you your bill? Amen. Some people say on the first of the month. Some people say on the 15th, depending on what they got to pay. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus doesn't need to worry about when we're going to pay him back. One of these old days, when he steps off a cloud, we're going to get our interest back. Can I get a witness? It's payday today, all day, every day. If I could borrow a phrase from the loan company, amen, I might say it like this. Bad credit, slow credit, no credit, it's payday right now. Is there anybody here that's ready to get paid? Anybody here ready to get a gift? You see, a gift you don't have to give back. A loan, they want their money back. But if you get a gift, you don't have to pay that back. I'm here to tell you right now that Jesus died on the cross for our payday. He hung there and died so we could get paid. Can I get a witness? He hung with two thieves that should have been up there so we could get paid. And when he died, they laid him over in a borrowed tomb. Isn't that right? But 3 days later, I heard a song say easy like Sunday morning, but I'm gonna say early like Sunday morning. He got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Good evening, Mount Calvary. Anybody want to get paid? Anybody want to get paid? Come on and get paid. Is he good? Come on and get paid. Did he wake you up early? Come on and get paid.
clothe you in your right mind. Come on and get paid. It's payday right now. Don't have to worry about filling out no papers. It's payday right now. You don't have to worry about mailing it in or using the internet. It's payday. Payday right now. So if you want to get paid, and we all want something, then I invite you right now, at this time, this day. I'm not calling you a thief, but you can do like the thief did. We all need something. You're going to need something today. Tomorrow you're going to need something. Why not get paid to where to reciprocate every day? It never runs out. Why don't you stand? You might invite somebody down.
We know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Bassett Street, at its regularly scheduled church services, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 11 o'clock a.m. for worship services, and midweek services at 7:15 on Wednesday. God richest blessings until we meet again next Sunday, and we love visitors because they become new members at Mount Calvary Baptist Church.